Well, 1980, that's REM you're listening to. They played their first concert in 1980 at a friend's birthday party. 30 years later, in 2010, they've recorded over 15 albums and almost 300 songs. Now, in 2007, music blogger Matthew Perpetua decided to write a post about every single one of those 300 songs, and he joins the show to talk about some of his favorites. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning.
You bring some of the enthusiasm to REM, what some people bring to David Bowie. It's very impressive, all those blog posts.
Oh, thank you very much. It was kind of this thing that kind of happened on a lark. I've been doing this other website called Fluxblog for about 6 or 7 years at that point, eight years now. And it was just kind of like the reverse of that project, where instead of writing about like new songs and just like one artist at a time, I was writing about like one artist's entire body of work. So,
That's great. Well, I know you love the music, so let's start with the album that really put REM on the charts. That's the song Radio Free Europe from the album Murmur. The year this came out, Rolling Stone named it the best album of 1983. Listen. Now, Matthew Perpetua, you know, we used to sit around trying to figure out the lyrics to this song and debating what Michael Stipe was actually saying when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of their claim. Well, one of the big claims to fame early on is just, like, what on earth is that guy singing? Like, this is total nonsense. But it still had this, like, great resonance. And that was kind of, I think, that part of that mystique was what made them really go over well in the beginning.
That chorus, too, to set the standard in the early 80s. I mean, I know I'm dating myself a little bit, but I remember this song, and English beat, so many bands took off on that chorus. Well, Matthew Perpetua, what's your favorite REM album? I mean, you're the authority here. What's your favorite one?
Well, my personal favorite is Monster, which came out when I was about 14 years old. I'm 30 years old, so I'm about as old as REM, the band, is.
You're like Mark Twain. I mean, you're like the Mark Twain of REM. You came in with them.
Yeah. The record Monster is not always as well regarded by a lot of some fans don't like it at all. But I think that record came to me as a teenager, and it's kind of like this kind of angsty, like horny kind of like obsessive record, and it's kind of, I think, pretty well suited to teenagers.
Sure, I think it might have set the standard for what's now called emo. They didn't have a name for it back then, but REM helped invent it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, talk about emo and sort of the teen angst music. There was the song Everybody Hurts, which was an anthem. Now, I was out of high school by the time Everybody Hurts came out, but I just know that high school kids everywhere slow dancing to this one at the end of the dance.
Listen to this, hang on, this is not really romantic so much as it's kind of like the song of like great compassion, and it's basically an anti-suicide song.
Let's let it run for just a second, Matthew. Well, 30 years this week, REM is 30, and hey, guess what? So is Matthew Perpetua. He came in with the band. You know, REM used to say that their last show would be, I think, New Year's Eve 2000, but luckily they persevered. Matthew Perpetua is a blogger and REM fan. Thanks for joining us.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.